Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sorry for the huge amount of podcasts this afternoon, guys. I just think this situation that's unfolding with Dallin Watene Selezniak is very interesting. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we heard rumours of him going to the West Tigers. He came out on social media, absolutely rubbished them, and essentially said how much he loves being at the Canterbury Bulldogs and that he would never leave, blah, 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 you know, all that narrative. And then we're hearing for the last week he's going to the New Zealand Warriors. Kemba Marlowe leaves. That spot opens up. And then this afternoon, the Daily Telegraph report that he has signed there on a 3.5-year deal. We reported that on our podcast earlier tonight on our social media, and then as did all the other social media pages once they saw that article from the Telegraph. But what has made it really interesting is that in the last hour and a half, now he's got a Twitch account. I don't really know what that is, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm not really in the gaming side of things, but essentially a thing where you can sign on and you can talk to him live, watch him play games or whatever it might be. And what's really interesting is that he's put a swipe up in his Instagram story this afternoon that says, swipe up, follow and come and have a chat tonight about someone that has apparently forged my signature. So you would have to assume that he is saying that he hasn't signed with the New Zealand Warriors. Now, I posted that on my Instagram page because obviously I thought, it being on his story, he was happy for people to see that. It must be bullshit. All of a sudden, I go back and look at his Instagram story and he's deleted it. So I thought, you know what? I don't want to be the guy that just shares that around. If he doesn't want it there, if something's changed on his end, I'll delete it on my page as well. So I deleted it on my page. Then about 15 minutes later, I go back and have a look at DWZ's page again to see if anything's happened. He has uploaded the exact same link, the exact same post once again to his Instagram story. So there must be more to this. This is unreal. For him, for this to come out through the Telegraph and it be so sure, it be so done, then for him to post this once, delete it, and then re-upload it again, he's double downing on what he's saying. I think this is incredibly interesting. And you know what? Maybe I'm reading too much into social media sites and whatnot, but I mean, I just think it's an odd thing for Dallin Watene Selezniak to put up, delete, then put it back up, if all he's doing is essentially making it look like he's not going there when he will be there next week, if that signing that the Telegraph has announced is true. I think this is an intriguing situation, and it's one to watch over the next couple of days. Someone's telling a porky here. Interesting to see who it is. And before I let you go, guys, just a reminder, tomorrow morning we've got a fantastic podcast dropping. We obviously tipped the Melbourne Storm to win the premiership this year. We're going to double down on that tomorrow morning. We're going to explain all of our reasons to and reveal who we believe they're going to play and defeat in the 2021 NRL Grand Final.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.